Hi friends, we now go on to chapter number 12 of Import-Export Management Regulatory Functions. Here we are going to look at air cargo or air freight, that is carriage of goods by air. What you see in this picture over here, it is a Dreamliner aircraft 747, one of the largest cargo aircraft. It can carry a full helicopter. It can also carry a normal metro bogey. Yes, it can be fitted into this. The two parts are totally opening up and lifted and put into it. Today, you also have passenger ships as large as this. Let us now look at air transportation. Today, as far as air transportation is concerned, it is allowing movement of millions of people to attend business, convention, going for vacation, running around the globe, traveling at hectic speed, going from one airport to another airport, skipping events, moving to another event. Why? Because this represents the fastest way to move. And by the same yardstick, it is also the fastest way to ship many kinds of cargo over very long distances. And passengers and cargo both can move, can be transported by regular scheduled airlines or also on charter basis. You can have cargo movement in every passenger ship. All air cargo shipments are carried either by a cargo aircraft or a combi aircraft which carries combination of passengers and cargo. And here passengers are carried on the main deck and cargo on the lower belly of the aircraft. Compartments located beneath the cabin of an aircraft are used for carriage of cargo and passenger baggage. Normally, all cargo aircrafts carry palletized or unit load containerized cargo on the main deck and either unitized or bulk cargo on the lower deck. Cargo aircrafts are all equipped with special cargo loading or handling systems in the main deck. And sometimes an airline will also use a road feeder service to provide freight services using motor trucks. I give you a classic example. We have International Airport at Mumbai. But if air cargo is required to be moved from Pune, then Pune to Mumbai, there will be a road feeder service by truck which will connect the containerized cargo directly onto the aircraft. And therefore, as far as air shipments are concerned, they can be booked by all ICDs, CFS, or nowadays there are specialized air freight stations or even at dry ports. And here they are loaded onto certain unit load devices. Wherever you have got containerized cargo for sea shipment, you also have containerized unit load cargo in those cities for international flight movements. Such type of cargo is continuously increasing with the economy and growing world trade. I told you that about 90% of cargo was movement by sea. But that 10% is value-wise, it's very high-value cargo which is moving by air. And such type of fast movement has developed very vastly because of the electronic commerce, which has created a totally different kind of manufacturing trends, where you have got just-in-time deliveries. Here, materials are required to be shipped rapidly and on the dot time-to-time basis. Just-in-time delivery means the cargo is required at a particular time and it has got to be delivered at that time, either for manufacturing purposes or for domestic purposes or whatever reason. Even domestic air cargo traffic is increasing, but not as far as fast as international cargo. Of course, over the last decade, we have got low-cost carriers which have expanded to include longer distances and many non-stop flights, and giving different kinds of in-flight services that parallel the one of the most modern network of air cargo movement. You must be aware that today there is a direct flight from Mumbai or Delhi to New York, covering the distance non-stop in 17 hours flat. That is the speed at which we are moving today. This is a typical cargo aircraft. Of course, this is owned by FedEx. FedEx is a courier company. As you all know, all courier cargo is being moved by air. And therefore, large courier companies have developed their own aircrafts also, where they carry their own courier cargo, but also the general air cargo. Larger airlines are now having new aircrafts to carry their freights in larger quantities. As I showed you, the Dreamliner, a 747-400 aircraft, is one of the biggest cargo plane in the world. EAT, or European Air Transport, is a subsidiary of DHL Aviation. It is one of the world's largest cargo airline companies. Russian aircrafts, Antonov AN-224 and Antonov AN-124, are the world's largest aircraft used for transporting large shipments and all oversized cargoes. Of course, many airlines use the older aircrafts like Boeing 707 or 727 or Douglas DC-8, etc., for movement of cargo only. Airlines such as Fokker Friendship, British Aerospace, are now being used for short-range standard air freight pallets. These are all smaller ships. Now, as far as movement of cargo, which is concerned by air, there is something known as allowable chain load. All aircrafts have a maximum payload weight capacity that can be carried, which is known as the allowable chain load of the aeroplane on a specific route segment under a specific set of operation conditions. Depending on air operating conditions, that allowable chain load will vary from aircraft to aircraft. Of course, there are limitations on shipment size, which are occasionally carried by the various airlines. Normal equation is used to calculate the length and girth, that is length plus twice the width plus twice the height. And the largest measurement is always used as the length in the equation. This measurement is taken in advance in order to see how the cargo can fit into it, as also to calculate the freight. Freight is calculated on the basis of not only the weight, but also the volume. Carrying capacity within an aircraft or a container is always expressed in terms of either cubic feet or cubic inches or cubic centimeters or cubic meters, that is, volumes expressed in cubes. This is a standard united load device, that is, a container of an aircraft to be fitted inside the aircraft. Cargo is stuffed inside this container, and this container moves directly to the aircraft. If you see the angle of this particular container, that angle is because of the circular aspect of the body of the aircraft. Because of this angle, this is will be fitted at one of the sides, which is having a circular body. Of course, the pallets or ULDs also have standard square sizes. The unit load devices are standard containers which are used by all the airlines. It is also a single large item packaged for transporting or stacking for storage purposes, whether on the ground or on the aircraft. A number of small pieces of cargo are packed into a single box or a container or on a pallet held in place by a net and strapping used or any similar device, and they are suitably transported, stacked or stored as a single unit. The basic purpose of ULD is to enable individual pieces of cargo to be assembled into standardized units, just like containerization, so that there is an ease of rapid loading and unloading of airplanes and to facilitate transfer of cargo between aeroplanes when they are required to go from one place over a larger area to another place and they have got to deplane an airplane in different aircrafts. They are very compatible as far as handling is concerned. Normally, the ULDs have a flat undersurface, and at the bottom there is a ball and roller bearing or caster bearing surfaces so that they are pushed into the aircraft. Not necessary that you carry it always. There are lifts which will lift it from the ground and then pushed into the aircraft. These roller bearings which are at the bottom of the ULD, they allow pushing movement. The lower deck ULDs are shaped in the lower deck cargo compartments and main deck are as per the main deck shaped to be carried on the main deck of the cargo. The shapes are accordingly varied of these devices. Normally, the maximum gross weight mentioned in the air bibles would always be the maximum allowable combined weight of ULD and its contents, that is the payload. Besides these, the aircraft can also carry bulk cargo or loose cargo not unitized or not loaded in containers or pallets. Like I told you, entire aircraft, smaller size plane being loaded, or metro rail single unit being loaded. Non-aircraft ULDs can also be used. And of course, these units do not have an interface with the aircraft for a restraint system of the aircraft. But they have got to be registered with the IATA and conform to IATA standard specification. Such non-aircraft ULDs, in order to be eligible for rating incentives, must be owned by either a shipper or an agent. And normally such agents are called IATA agents. These are the standard ULDs. Look at the different sizes, different shapes. The last one on the right side is open pallet, which is packed and strapped together. This is loading of the pallet onto the belly of the ship. Standard lifting up and then rolling it down onto the belly of the aircraft. As far as we are concerned, logistics fields are concerned, air transportation is very vital for all international logistics network. It is geographical repositioning of raw material which is in process or finished inventories where required at lowest cost possible. It involves the integration of information, transportation, inventory, warehousing, material handling, and packaging. Combination of the movement of the package is what logistics is all about. It is essential to managing and controlling the flow of goods, energy, information, and other resources like products, services, and people from source of production to the marketplace. It is very difficult or impossible to accomplish any international trading or any import-export process, international reposition of raw material products and manufacturing without the support of a professional logistician. There are cargo terminals, as I told you, either in the form of cargo complexes or in the form of air freight stations. These terminals are areas where export cargo has to be stored after custom clearance and prior to loading on board the aircraft. And similarly, import cargo, when they are offloaded, they need to be kept in the custom bonded warehouse at the air cargo complex before the consignee decides to take delivery. And these areas have got to be kept aside for examination of export and import cargo by the customs officers or the airport authorities. And therefore, they have got designated areas or sheds which are given to various airlines or freight forwarding agencies for such examination and stuffing in the ULDs. The land side of every cargo terminal is where exporters and importers, through either the agents or by themselves, deliver or collect shipments, while the air side is where loads are moved to or from the aircraft into that terminal. These are the two different sites. There are air freight stations at most of the important cities as on date today. Air cargo infrastructure in India is really under tremendous pressure as far as air cargo complexes are concerned, especially at the international airports. And because of the troubles during the peak hour time in fast clearance of the shipments, therefore, air freight stations have been developed in cities where there are no facilities of an international airport to exclusively handle air cargo. They can be a domestic airport. They can also be an internal container depot or a container freight station. And all custom clearance of import-export cargo, which have been approved at such air freight stations. This facilitates international trade by reducing the dwell time at the cargo complexes and also reduce the transaction cost of the consignment as a whole. You need not wait in line at the air cargo complex if there is a heavy rush. Of course, such type of air cargo can be moved either by truck or by domestic airline between the international port and the respective air freight stations. As far as regulatory controls are concerned, yes, all customs have definite controls on the movement of import-export cargo. Therefore, by the same yardsticks, as controls available for the captain of a ship, master of the vessel, similarly, captain of the aircraft also has got certain regulatory functions to be performed, and regulatory controls are available even for the aircrafts and as far as captain is concerned. All controls are similar, all Customs Act provisions are similar to sea. Officers, they are under the officers, control of officers of the customs. and the Act allows him to appoint an agent to perform all the functions on his behalf. The agent who is appointed is liable to fulfill all the formalities which is required to be fulfilled by the captain. Agent is also liable to penalty and confiscation, etc. Normally, it is the duty of the captain of the aircraft who has got to perform various functions, but they can be performed that by the agent. The functions are specifically similar to the CE. That is, he shall land the aircraft only at a customs airport after arrival in India. He shall deliver through Indian Customs Electronic Services an arrival, import manifest or departure, export manifest to the customs officer. He shall also submit the passenger and crew list and the details of all import export cargo carried by him. These are virtually same conditions. Custom Act has got same rules and conditions for the master of the ship as also the aircraft. He shall ensure import goods are unloaded and export goods are loaded only at customs nominated place after permission is granted by customs officer. He shall allow custom officer to board the aircraft and produce documents the officer may ask. He has got to ensure that the aircraft does not depart without a written order given by the custom officer. The agents which are appointed by the airlines are normally known as IATA agents. Airline agents or IATA agents are appointed by the person in charge of the aircraft, that is the captain of the aircraft. And they are fully liable for fulfillment of all obligations as per the Customs Act. They are also liable to penalties and confiscations. They perform all the functions like the sea agent, shipping agent. Normally, this refers to a relationship between the captain of the aircraft and his agent, who is authorized to work under his control. That basically means that agent is authorized only to work under the control of the captain of the aircraft. Ultimately, under the Customs Act, he is responsible. Responsibility, competences, as well as the remuneration of the agent may be specifically entered into a contract which has been concluded between the ship owner or aircraft owner and himself. Penalty is similar for sea shipments. Captain shall be liable on importation if any goods loaded on an aircraft for importation or transshipment into India are not unloaded at the destination, quantity unloaded is short of the quantity, and failure to unload or deficiency is not satisfactory accounted for. This penalty does not exceed twice the amount of the duty that would have been chargeable on the goods. As far as air freight rates are concerned, international airfare prices have been set through bilateral government agencies rather than through the market mechanisms. The International Air Transport Association, that is IATA, I-A-T-A, being the representative association, became the main body to act as a price-setting body for international airlines. Of course, airlines have been granted a special exemption by each of the main regulatory authorities in the world to consult prices with each other through this body. And of course, international cargo worldwide air freight rates have been published by IATA in a book called TACT Book, T-A-C-T, the Air Cargo Tariff Book. Of course, these rates are the highest rates that a shipper would be charged, and airlines generally give a discount of these rates. Discount rates are allowed. Most of these rates are in US dollars, or there is a negotiated system. America is also having a negotiated system of calculating and paying of freight rates. Many airlines have started their own system of competitive rates, and most of the airlines have started directly negotiating freight rates with the shippers and other freight forwarders, depending on the quantum of the cargo which has got to be moved over specific destinations. Therefore, airlines now have a contract rate, a specified percentage discount of published rates established by contractual agreement, usually linked to a minimum volume requirement over a certain period of time. Thus, we now have different tariff documents setting forth applicable rules, rates, charges for movement of all goods by air. The tariffs are of different types, with rate categories such as general commodity, contract rate, ad hoc rate, or special rate. If you study the TACT book, you will have these different classes of rates. The first one will be a GC rate or general commodity rate. Then there will be a contract rate. Then there will be an ad hoc rate. Then there will be special rates for certain specific chief commodities. All the different tariffs provide for a minimum charge, which is the lowest rate applicable on each type of air cargo, no matter how small the consignment is. Minimum weight at which a freight rate is applicable is normally taken to be around 10 to 15 kgs of chargeable weight. And then there are sliding scales of rate that the rates will break at particular points. Normally, standard rates up to 45 kg is the minimum, maximum rate applicable. Then when you go to 100 kg, there is a discount given, 200 kg further discount, 300 kg further discount, 500, 1000 kg discounts are given. Therefore, air consignment of these higher volumes in weight have got lower rates than the corresponding smaller quantums. The tariff also provides for specific commodity rates, which is lower than the general cargo rate. These rates always apply to shipment of a specific product between specified ports. That is, most goods are transported under specified commodity rates. These rates are applicable only to certain classes of commodities. And usually the rates are applied to commodities that move in large volume shipments in a given market area. Ad hoc rates are also chargeable in certain air consignments. This is a rate agreed between a carrier and a freight forwarder that usually applies to one shipment or a specific situation. Thank you.